All right. Bye-bye. We turn our attention to another matter in the cover story. The National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, is seeking to impose a temporary halt on the shipment of charcoal from the nation's ports. NEPA's CEO, Peter Knight, says he has asked the Customs Department to impose the restriction. This following what he says was a shocking discovery that charcoal is being burnt in Jamaica and sold on the overseas market.
Well, Mr. Knight joins us. Good afternoon, Mr. Knight.
Good afternoon, Mr. Hughes.
Help us to understand exactly what is happening here. Are they cutting down the trees to burn to make the charcoal?
Well, Mr. Hughes, since I spoke to Mr. Davis, I have had some additional information. I can now be specific about the receiving country, let me put it that way, being Lebanon. And it is even more troubling because I understand that there's an inquiry about 40 containers.
Of charcoal?
Yes.
Charcoal is measured in what? Tonnage, what?
I don't know, I just say container.
What size containers? 40 feet longer than that?
That we are trying to... Let me just put on the table that I did speak to Major East today. Earlier this morning, we had a discussion. We always discuss these issues. You understand the challenges and the predicament of of continuing this the export without. Let me put it for now as control, because I've asked my director of legal and enforcement to review the legislation and to tell us if this is something that is illegal. We also had some discussion with the Conservator of Forests, the CEO and Conservator of Forests, Ms. Marlene Headley. We are more than concerned about these containers, because as you know, we mentioned in the last State of the Environment report, two-thirds of Jamaica's landmass, you know, is above 300 meters high. And therefore, we know that the forests plays an important role in preventing a number of hazards, soil erosion, landslides from rainfall,
flooding.
And then there's also the issue of the country's biodiversity.
Mm-hmm.
If one of the things that came out today is about a particular tree, logwood, and you know that is an important, although some people see it as invasive, that is an important tree stock in the sense that bee rearing.
Yes.
And other activities. Now, if we begin to take out all of these trees, then we don't want to look like a neighboring country. We are going to have a serious problem. I have not even had the opportunity to brief my portfolio minister, but we have to act quickly based on the information before us.
Yes. But do you have anything further as to where this activity is concentrated?
Well, we can presume, Mr. Hughes, because we know we have difficulties in some areas in the country. For example, we know we have challenges in the Hellshire Hills that is under the management of the UDC. We did write to the UDC late last year about the concerns over there, because we know that they are taking out the trees. And just to tell you that it is also a protected area. But they are taking out the trees, and there is, you know, coal burning activities in that area, and other areas of the country. I cannot assume that this is the area that the stock is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to assume that the country is the forest cover in the country is going to be under threat.
But how soon could your enforcement team be able to give you a trail, given that coal, the burning of coal kilns, is not something you can hide, you know? You can't do it undercover.
Yes, and an initial discussion I had with my director of legal, the indication is that coal burning is not illegal. That's the sort of indication. But really, I am kind of catching now, because we have to formulate a response to this development. So I am waiting on the legal review. I am waiting on my colleague from forestry.
Mm-hmm.
I am waiting on a response from Major East. And I know it's going to be positive.
Any reason why all the way in Lebanon, across the other side of the world?
Mr. Hughes, I have not a clue. But I hear that this is a thriving business. I hear there are containers and they are going to accept.
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks much.
Thank you.
All right, good. Take care, and thanks.
CEO of NEPA. That's a nationwide cover story.